USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Name a mid to large U.S. city and chances have it overnight there were violent protests following the death of a black man while in custody of Minneapolis police last Monday. New York City stands as one example as police there made over 100 arrests after trash cans and dumpsters were set on fire and around a dozen police vehicles were burned. This peaceful protester there was commending cops for staying on the job despite the dangers they faced and managing to still show restraint.
I can't imagine what it's like to be, especially an officer of color, because for me, I have family that are officers of color, and I understand the dilemma.
The body of George Floyd, the man killed in Minneapolis, is now being taken to Houston for his funeral, as that's where he grew up. They say details for the services there are still being finalized. A public visitation will be held first in Minnesota later this week. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.